Well, I think we're going to get started here. I have about 9:32, and so we'll get this call cranked. I'd like to welcome everyone to tonight's Biomedics Health Professional Call. My name is Dr. Russell Thomas, and I'll be hosting the call tonight. I'm the current chairperson for Biomedics Health Professional Council, or what we call the HPC. Most of you know my training is in background is in clinical psychology, and I've worked with severely mentally ill adults for almost 25 years, actually 26 years now. And worked extensively with children with attention deficit disorders, mood disorders, and other types of mental challenges. And several years ago, I was introduced to the idea that there exists a vital link between mental health and nutrition. And after spending some time researching the field, I became convinced that the field of mental health as a whole had vastly underestimated the contribution of nutrition to maintaining healthy mental and emotional well-being. And I can thank my good friend, Dr. Peter Friquette, who's also on the call with us tonight, for introducing me to this idea and sharing Biomedics with me. It has made an incredible difference in my life, and one now that I just I can't hardly believe I went as long as I did without hearing about this. For those of you who may be new to Biomedics or may be invited guests on the call tonight, Biomedics HPC is made up of a non-compensated board of healthcare professionals and scientists and other individuals of various healthcare disciplines from across the country. Two of those individuals are on the call with me tonight. Dr. Peter Friquette joins us from Raleigh, North Carolina, and Dr. Nick Schaefer joins us from sunny southern Florida. And we'll be hearing from those guys here during the course of the call. And I might just take care of a little housekeeping. If you would just hit *6 or the mute button on your phone, that way I can keep the lines open here and communicate. Also, for the sake of those new to Biomedics and our guests on the call, I'd like to take just a second to tell you about Biomedics Company that has absolutely redefined home-based businesses and nutritional supplement industry. Biomedics has been the country's best-kept secret for over 14 years now. But those days are over, and Biomedics is seeing unprecedented explosive growth and increase of consumer satisfaction in just this year alone. It's a debt-free program company offering the country's best answer to financial questions that many of us face today. What's the basis of this incredible opportunity? It's an incredible line of nutritional supplements with unique delivery system that allows for optimum absorption. As for those of us around Biomedics, we know that we're not what we eat, but what we absorb. You can eat all day, supplement all night, and if you don't absorb it, you just become a conduit for nutrition to come in one side and out the other, and all you've accomplished is, in between, is generating a more expensive trip to the bathroom. Right, folks? But thanks to the exclusive patent formulation called Imisol Micellization, the Biomedics nutritional supplements are delivered in a highly absorbable liquid system that not only tastes great, but boasts a five-fold absorption rate over standard pill forms of vitamins and supplements. Thousands of people all over the country have experienced the superior results delivered by the Biomedics products. And having said all that, let's move on to tonight's call. The HPC calls are topical in nature. We construct them around some common theme or health issue in order to provide state-of-the-art information. And since February is National Heart Health Month, we certainly felt it was appropriate to address the issue of maintaining healthy heart functioning and specifically how the Biomedics products can be used to support and enhance optimal cardiovascular functioning. This is also an area whereby I have had firsthand experience, and I'll take about 30 more seconds and share a little bit of my story before I turn this over to Dr. Friquette. At age 16, I was diagnosed with labile hypertension, which basically means that your blood pressure swings up and down to extremes. It was controlled for the most part through my participation in high school and collegiate athletics, but when I was 24 and my playing days were over, or at least my organized playing days, that labile hypertension turned into a dangerous hypertension. I remember going for a physical when I was 24 years old, and the physician's response to my blood pressure reading was, "I don't know whether to put you on medicine or put you in the hospital." And I spent about 17 years on blood pressure medicine to control high blood pressure. I was off of that medicine for a brief time, and my blood pressure began to rise again. And I was just on the verge of going back on the medicine 4 years ago when I began to use the Biomedics products. Subsequently, my blood pressure began to steadily drop until December of 2005, when I had my first normal blood pressure reading of my adult life. The only changes that I can point to is the Biomedics products and the addition of a few foods that were high in omega-3s. And I have remained medication-free since starting Biomedics over 4 years ago. I've also had several members of my immediate family who have had similar results. So, before I go any further, I want to make it clear that these were my results. We at Biomedics and HPC do not make any claims that these products can be used to diagnose, cure, treat, or prevent any type of illness, be it physical or mental. What we can do is let you know, to the best of our knowledge, what the empirical data says, indicates, and what our anecdotal or case study has demonstrated to us. Or in other words, we can tell you story after story about individuals across the country whose lives and health have been profoundly impacted by these unique products. So having said all of that, I'm going to turn it over to Dr. Fourquette at this time. Are you there, Dr. Fourquette?
Are you all right?
Yeah, now I got you.
I don't know what happened here.
Yeah, I thought it was my phone. I was thinking, I've just said all of that and nobody's on the line.
Okay, well, I'm here. I'm sorry. Well, thank you, Dr. Thomas. And what I want to talk to you, ladies and gentlemen, is a little bit about some statistics about the importance of cardiovascular health and heart health. Did you know that cardiovascular health or disease ranks about number one in the cause of disease in the United States? There are about 79 million Americans that die of cardiovascular disease in 2006. So this past year, there was almost 80 million people dying of it. And about 40 million of those are above the age of 65. You know, if you know how many people there are in the United States, and 80 million of these people are dying of heart disease, that's one in three adults die of cardiovascular disease. There's 2,400 Americans die of cardiovascular disease every day. One person dies of heart disease every 36 seconds. It costs the American economy about $431 billion, and that's a huge amount of money. That's the estimated cost in terms of loss of work, etc., health costs. And there are about 6.5 million people that have cardiovascular operations every year. So in this past year, we've got way more people that are also having cardiovascular operations. Cardiovascular disease comprises more than half of all cardiovascular events in men and women under the age of 75, and the lifetime risk of developing heart disease after the age of 40 is about 49% for men and 32% for women. And as women get older, of course, they do also have health problems too, and so about one in three women also die of heart disease.
Whoa!
So, those are all the main important points that really emphasize the how big this problem is. And let me tell you a little bit about some risk factors. I've got the top 10 factors that are influenced by cardiovascular health. Number one is smoking. Cigarette smoke is composed of a dozen harmful gases, and many of which contribute to heart disease. For instance, a smoker's pulse rate is 15 to 25 beats faster than non-smokers, and 6 out of 8 smokers have reduced blood flow around the heart, and that's why they are most susceptible to heart disease. Just as Dr. Thomas mentioned, hypertension is also the number 2 risk. Blood pressure greater than 140 over 90 damages the capillary and arteries and weakens the heart muscle, and chronic hypertension forces the heart to work harder, leaving it more susceptible to ischemia particularly after heart disease has already developed. Number three is high cholesterol and low HDL cholesterol. So cholesterol levels total above 240 milligrams per deciliter is associated with atherosclerotic plaque. Those are deposits that clog the arteries. And LDL cholesterol above 130 increases the blockages, whereas HDL cholesterol above 60 milligrams per deciliter actually decreases the heart risk. So this LDL-HDL ratio is very important. Now, it's just because you have high cholesterol may not necessarily predispose you to heart disease. It's actually the oxidized cholesterol that, together with inflammatory disease, actually causes the atherosclerotic plaque formation. So antioxidants are very important to minimize that oxidized cholesterol formation and making it sticky so that it sticks onto the arteries that block them. And then triglyceride levels above 200 milligrams per deciliter is also a very risk factor. So that's number three. Number four risk factor is obesity. One out of every four cases of heart disease is associated with obesity, which also doubles the odds of hypertension in patients. Number five is diabetes. Both type 1 and type 2 diabetes can cause cardiovascular problems. Most diabetics die of heart attacks, stroke, or cardiovascular problems. They don't die of other complications, but mostly due to heart and cardiovascular problems. Number six factor that influences cardiovascular disease is stress. Stress releases hormones that damage the heart muscle and the blood vessel walls, and it also aggravates the existing heart conditions and contributes to the development of ischemia, which leads to a heart attack. Number seven risk factor is a lack of exercise. Sedentary people, those are folks who just couch potatoes, they run risk of heart disease regardless of other risk factors. You should do aerobic exercise or a brisk walk at least 30 minutes three times per week if you can. Number eight factor is just family history. It's your genes. People whose ancestors had coronary heart disease, especially premature heart attacks, which is people who have had a heart attack before the age of 60. If you have a relative or close relative that had that, you are more predisposed to heart disease than others. Number nine risk factor is drinking too much alcohol, and that raises blood pressure and causes heart failure and could lead to a stroke. It can also contribute to high cholesterol, cancer, and other diseases and produce irregular heartbeats. And it contributes to obesity, alcoholism, suicide, and accidents. So it's not a good thing to drink too much, but it's been shown that maybe in some people, you know, one glass once in a while can actually reduce blood pressure, but in most cases, stay away from alcohol. And the number 10 factor is poor diet and nutrition. Now, a diet high in saturated fats and carbohydrates and low in protein and not enough fruits and vegetables or omega-3 fatty acids all can contribute to heart disease. So those are, Dr. Thomas, the top 10 risk factors. And if I may, I'd just like to kind of go through some of the vitamins that are very important to heart problems.
Sure.
Would you like me to go through them?
Yes, please do.
Okay. Well, the first one is vitamins. There's three of them that are very important. That's vitamin B6, B12, and folic acid. All of those help prevent blocked arteries. Then there's the class of antioxidants. For example, vitamin E strengthens the immune system and the heart muscle and improves circulation. It reduces clots or risk of clots, and it also destroys free radicals. Vitamin C is also, just like vitamin E, it actually rejuvenates vitamin E. It's a potent antioxidant and improves circulation. Alpha-lipoic acid helps lower the LDL cholesterol. That's the bad cholesterol. Beta carotene reduces the risk of heart attack and stroke by strengthening the blood vessel walls and making them more flexible. Coenzyme Q10 is an extremely important one. In fact, in Europe, every heart patient takes supplemental coenzyme Q10. That's actually prescribed by all doctors in Europe. Coenzyme Q10 promotes heart function. It reduces the risk of heart failure. It reduces high blood pressure. It speeds up the recovery from bypass surgery. It reduces the risk of heart attack and prevents reoccurrences of heart attack. It even is important for the neurotransmissions that's involved in heart rhythm. And then there is a class of interesting antioxidants that come from extracts. Well, a real important one is grapeseed extract. It seems to improve vein and capillary circulation and also lowers cholesterol. So these antioxidants are extremely important for minimizing the risk of heart disease. There are about three very important minerals. The first one is chromium, but it's got to be in an organic form. There's either a chromium picolinate or chromium polynicotinate. Chromium polynicotinate is the type that we have in our biomedics products. It fights atherosclerosis, lowers triglycerides, improves blood pressure profile. Magnesium is really important. It's for functioning heart muscle. It keeps the heart beating normally, at a normal rhythm, and it reduces any kind of angina pain. Calcium is also critical for the muscle contraction. Of course, your heart is a big muscle, and it keeps contracting. Calcium is involved for every beat you should have. It's also important for nerve conduction, heart rhythm, and it's involved in normal blood clotting. And it's the abnormal blood clotting that sometimes causes heart attacks. And then finally, there's a list of good fats. Mostly, these are the omega-3 fatty acids, and I encourage everyone to take a omega-3 supplement, either as fish oil and linolenic acid, which comes from flaxseed oil. These really help improve the cholesterol profile. It helps raise the good cholesterol and prevents heart attacks and abnormal heart rhythms. So all of these key nutrients and more can be obtained from the line of biomedics products. These biomedics supplements have advantages over many other supplements that they don't have. As Dr. Thomas may have said, that these biomedics supplements are pharmaceutical-grade nutritional use these pharmaceutical-grade components to produce functional products in an FDA and OTC-approved manufacturing facility. This is important because it means that all biomedic products are made to be safe and consistent quality. All biomedic products are formulated to be consumed in a palatable liquid drink, similar to how nutrients are naturally digested in the food and the foods that we eat and drink. And in products such as the biofuel, cell care, Plexicare, BioNite, Biomedic uses a proprietary patented technology called imisole micellization, as Dr. Thomas pointed out. And this imisole micellization stabilizes the fat-soluble vitamins. Most of them are antioxidants. And it makes them more water-soluble so they can be absorbed up to times faster than regular vitamins. In addition to the advanced delivery technology, Biomedics provides you a nutraceutical formulation that are scientifically balanced in a convenient liquid form. And I think liquid supplements are simply the most natural and cost-effective way to consume vital nutrients that you need. And you can also customize a nutritional drink that's right for you. And it's simple because you can blend these functionally named products to suit your particular health and lifestyle interests. And all of them can be mixed together without compromising their nutritional efficacy or adversely affecting the palatability of the drink.
Yeah.
So regardless of all the scientific aspects of the products that I just mentioned, what really encourages most people to continue to consume them is the results. And I challenge you to try them for yourself and experience what they can do for you. But remember that Biomedics products are nutritional supplements. They may help you maintain a healthy lifestyle and heart health, but they're not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any kind of disease or abnormal health condition. I always encourage you to consult your doctor about what nutrients you should be concerned about when taking these certain kinds of medications. So let me first talk a little bit about some the types of biomedic products that really can help you with a healthy heart and reduce the risk of heart disease that I just talked about. And the number one thing that supplement that you should try and everybody should be on is biofuel. A biofuel supports complete nutrition and antioxidant protection, and it's so important to maintain cardiovascular health. This multivitamin supplement contains 100% of the daily values of many of the essential vitamins and minerals. It also contains potent antioxidants, which I just mentioned, such as grapeseed extract, but it also has green tea extract and ginkgo biloba extract. These are all proven to help cardiovascular health and reduce the risk of heart disease. Biofuel is also rich in vitamin C and E and beta carotene and selenium, and these are all known to help reduce the risk of heart disease as well. And all of these nutrients are delivered as a delicious liquid supplement, and it's made highly bioavailable using the Biomedics patented emulsol lyophilization technology. Russell or Dr. Shepherd, you got anything else to add to the biofuel?
I think you covered it pretty well. I don't know that I could add anything to your summary there.
Fabulous job.
Okay, well, as I mentioned, one of the risk factors is obesity to heart disease, and I think a lot of people, if you want to minimize your hypertension, you just got to lose some weight. And there are two products called ProFit Plus, Body's Best. These are very important supplements for cardiovascular health because of their benefits in weight management and cholesterol control. So the first one I want to talk about is ProFit Plus. It's a high-protein, nutrient-enriched formulation that can be prepared as a delicious chocolate or vanilla shake. Each package of ProFit Plus contains 17 grams of proteins and one-third of the daily requirement in vitamins and minerals that you need. The product helps balance blood sugar levels, especially it's important for diabetics. Note that diabetics are most susceptible to heart disease. This product also lowers blood triglyceride levels and improves the cholesterol profile. And when taken between meals, it can help control appetite and enhance metabolism and even help burn some fat. ProFit Plus is got potent antioxidants such as grapeseed extract, lycopene, and lutein, and all of these are very important for cardiovascular health. It also contains good fats such as conjugated linoleic acid, which is CLA, that help block.
Just a second. We got somebody who's got their line open and is creating some background noise. Could we get you to mute your phone, either star 6 or use a mute button on your phone? Okay, I'm sorry.
Okay. ProFit Plus also contains good fats such as conjugated linoleic acid or CLA that help block fat accumulation in fat cells and it reduces the bad cholesterol. It also contains a selenomethionine, which is an organic selenium, which plays a very important role in antioxidant protection and energy metabolism and also cardiovascular health. But ProFit Plus is one that I would highly recommend for those who want to lose some weight and also get the nutrients they need. The other big one that's high on my list is Body's Best. A Body's Best is taken before a meal. It's a high soluble fiber product that helps lower blood cholesterol. It helps control blood sugar after a meal and it enhances fat metabolism for healthy weight management. It contains 6 grams of soluble and insoluble fiber and it binds some of the fat and helps eliminate some of the waste. There are two compounds in there, or two products called Citramact and Chromate. These in Body's Best, they help reduce the cravings for sweets and it balances blood sugar levels, it lowers triglycerides and improves the cholesterol profile as well. In fact, blood cholesterol levels are further reduced by Carcinia cambogia, fruit extracts, and Ginnomon sylvestris leaf extract. And then there are soluble fibers from fructooligosaccharides, guar gum, and oat fiber. They all reduce cholesterol. So this is a great product. And in fact, some trials that a few medical trials that has been done here in the past have shown that Body's Best can reduce blood cholesterol by about 30 points, which is about as good as some of the good cholesterol-lowering medication. So if you've got concerns about heart health and weight management, Body's Best should be taken before both your lunch and your dinner. So, Russell.
Yes.
I'm going to turn it over to you now.
Okay.
I guess you've got, unless you've got some other things to add about what I just covered.
No, I think you did a great job of covering those. I don't believe I could add anything to what you said. And I am going to talk a few minutes here about cell care. And cell care has always been one of my favorite products. And here in preparation for tonight's call, I had an opportunity to get into some of the medical literature on some of the ingredients. And I have a whole new respect for this product. If you were only going to use two products in the biomedics line, cell care would be one of the two. Biofuel would be the other one. I've always said it's considered the second most important, but the truth is I'm not so sure that if I was only allowed to take one, that cell care would be the one that I would choose. And why is that true? Because it's a special blend of antioxidants that are basically designed to nurture every part of every cell in your body. In terms of heart health, this product is without question, in my opinion, the strongest on the market. And I'm going to start off talking a little bit about coenzyme Q10, or CoQ10. It's a powerful antioxidant that provides protection for the mitochondria, or the energy pack of each cell. Studies have linked CoQ10 to decreases in both systolic and diastolic blood pressure. It's been used in conjunction with CPR on heart attack victims, and the results indicated improvements in 3-month survival rates and also various improvements in cardio functioning post-surgery. Those that had heart surgery, their post-op recovery times were reduced using a coenzyme Q10 supplement. Preliminary data also implies benefit for arteriosclerosis, or hardening of the arteries. In one study, patients were given coenzyme Q10 following heart attacks, and 1 year later were found to have a significant decrease in the total number of subsequent non-fatal and fatal cardiac events. In other words, they didn't have additional heart issues or events at the same level that people who did not supplement with the Q10. So the data is very strong with the Q10 in terms of heart protection, heart functioning. Cell care also contains vitamin E, and vitamin E is, again, a powerful antioxidant that's believed to be involved in a number of the body's functions related to heart health and disease. It's thought to prevent oxidation of LDLs, or bad cholesterol. Dr. Paquette mentioned that a minute ago. It's related to health of the cell membrane, including proliferation and repair of the cell wall itself. And it also is involved with increasing the HDLs, or the good cholesterol. Cell care also contains conjugated linoleic acid and alpha-lipoic acid, and both, again, have strong antioxidant effects. CLA has been linked with reduced body fat, particularly in the abdominal region. And for men, that has been an important factor in predicting heart attacks, later heart failure, is the amount of fat in the abdominal region. ALA has been linked to reduction of cellular damage secondary to oxidative stress, and has also been linked to preventing depletion in vitamin C and vitamin E. And Dr. Paquette again mentioned the benefits of those two vitamins in protecting the cell health. So in short, cell care is really the total product for care of every cell in your body, and particularly those involved in the cardiovascular system. This really ought to be a product that everybody is taking. It is such a strong product and designed so masterfully to take care of every cell in our body. Now, I'm going to mention a couple. Well, I'll hold off. I'm going to go ahead and pass the baton here to Dr. Schaefer. Are you there? Schaefer, are you there, Nick? Dr. Schaefer.
Yes, sir, I'm here.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to pass it to you and let you talk a little bit. Does anybody have anything to add about cell care? Okay. Well, Dr. Schaefer, I'm going to get you to talk a little bit about the CalMag 100 here.
Yes, sir. This is Dr. Schaefer, and I'm going to talk about the CalMag 100 briefly. And you're going to find approximately 75% of Americans have a calcium, magnesium, and vitamin D deficiency. And, of course, if you just excuse me one moment here. There we go, excuse me. That it is very, very crucial, and since we're talking about heart health this month, it's very crucial that calcium is essential to maintain normal cardiac rhythm, muscle tone, and nerve function, and very few people are aware that a heartbeat is directly related to, is controlled by the function of calcium. For all muscle contraction relaxation is directly related to calcium, and you can look at calcium like a 3-in-1 oil automobile. CalMag is the 3-in-1 oil for your arteries, so to contract, and of course, that's why we find a lot of individuals also have constipation, because the bowels have to contract and relax waste to the body. Again, that's why it's so important for calcium to be in the body. And being a doctor of chiropractic for almost 24 years, I have the benefit of treating a lot of patients with back pain, and patients that have repeated back pain also find that they generally have a calcium magnesium deficiency. Very clear out of the medical dictionary that magnesium is very, very important, and it tells you specifically for tremors, spasms, back pain, and depression, and even psychotic behavior. I'm quoting Dorland's Medical Dictionary, 27th edition. So it's so powerful. Of course, magnesium ties with over 312, and I've heard 350 enzymatic reactions. So it's a catalyst that triggers 350 other reactions to occur. And I think the best way that could be explained is imagine if you were a farmer and you placed 350 kernels of corn in the ground and you never watered the kernels, the water would be a catalyst to make the corn grow. So without magnesium, 350 or 312, and I've read different research, kernels be activated. Now, think about how we could even stay alive and function is beyond my imagination when we have so many nutritional deficiencies that we don't even know. It's the greatest story of Peter having to pay Paul, and that's kind of a thing that you hear people talk about finances, you're borrowing money from Peter to pay Paul. I don't know how our body continues to function the way it does with the deficiencies we have. To me, it's a miracle beyond my imagination. And of course, you know, the vitamin D that is in the CalMag is of a fat-soluble nature. What's really quite imperative here is that if you look at other fat-soluble nutrients, which are, you know, vitamin A, D, E, K, E, and your melatonins, they don't have the absorption rate. So our vitamin D obviously is a fat-soluble, like all other vitamin Ds. But with our imidazole micellization patent, we are actually allowing more of that vitamin D to be carried into the body to be absorbed. And it's quite amazing, the VDR receptor sites are in the intestinal tract. So without vitamin D with calcium, the calcium really doesn't have any place to lock onto. It's really, it's like driving a Cadillac in a parking garage and trying to park the Cadillac on a Volkswagen-sized parking space. It won't fit. And I think it is quite unique that we have the intestinal micellization patent allow our vitamin D to be absorbed 3 to 4 times, or actually what, 96-98% better than most vitamin D because of our interlocking mechanism that we have. And again, vitamin D is important to be absorbed with calcium and magnesium. So, you know, to me it's a real shoo-in when it comes to dollar cost averaging someone else's calcium, magnesium, and vitamin D product versus ours, because our absorption rate is 4 to 5 times what most other ones are. So the math only makes sense to me of how it works. Dr. Friquette?
Russell, I guess I wanted to talk a little bit about BioAlert. And most people think of BioAlert as one that's really there to enhance mental focus, clarity, and alertness. Well, indeed, it does that. But it is a rich in B vitamins that are very important for heart health. And it also contains choline. And I think this is a really important product also. I would put it almost in the league of the biofuel and the self-care. It, the choline, along with these B vitamins, it improves nerve impulses that are very important for regulating heart rhythm. So, and that's what a lot of heart attacks happen. Sometimes it's not because of ischemia, but it's just because of poor or irregular heartbeat. And choline is also essential to make bile, and that's how that cholesterol gets excreted from the body. So if you don't have enough choline, you can't get rid of the cholesterol that's in your blood, so you can just eliminate it. And so combining this choline together with the body's best, you can really eliminate a lot of the bad cholesterol that way. And furthermore, BioAlert's rich in niacin, and along with choline, that helps reduce blood pressure, and it also reduces cholesterol and increases the good cholesterol in the body. Russell?
Okay. Yeah, and I'm going to mention just a few more products, and sort of right on the heels of the BioAlert is the Get Going, for a lot of the same reasons that Dr. Friquette mentioned about the BioAlert. And I'll mention two factors with the Get Going, which is our B vitamin complex supplement. That B vitamins are involved in the regulation of an amino acid called homocysteine in our blood system. When people are about to have a stroke or a heart attack, that homocysteine levels are much, much higher. And in fact, in some emergency rooms, the first line of treatment is to administer B12. A huge HOPE 2 study found a 25% reduction in strokes with people who used a B vitamin supplement. So the Get Going has the right combination of the B vitamins to help manage the homocysteine in our blood system. And also the Get Going has some niacin, as Dr. Friquette mentioned, that is also involved with it's a vasodilator, so you get some sort of like some elasticity restored to the blood vessel walls. BioNite is another one that I would mention, and this is just sort of generally a wear and tear issue. If you're not sleeping, BioNite is a micellized melatonin that is involved with helping you fall asleep. And the bottom line is, if you're not sleeping, your heart does not slow down. It is overworked, kind of like what Dr. Friquette was talking about with the high alcohol levels, where there's extra work on the heart to do if you're not sleeping. The good Lord made our bodies to run on about 7 to 10 hours of sleep in a 24-hour period, and if you're not getting that, and part of my design was so that the heart rate could slow down and rest. And if you don't achieve that resting state, then you've got some extra wear and tear on your heart. And know, one thing that we haven't talked much about here, and I won't talk much about it, except for just mention daily harmony. Of course, one of the factors involved in heart health is managing your stress. And Daily Harmony is a product that just helps you to do that. It's a blend of St. John's wort and several other botanical products that are designed to work together to help you function under stress, manage stress more effectively. And of course, I'll mention right on the heels of that, that nothing is going to replace a good exercise program to both manage stress and to exercise your heart muscle. Having said all that, I'll ask my colleagues if they have anything they want to add to what we've said, anything we've said here tonight. Dr. Fiquette, Dr. Sheffer, anything you want to add?
Well, I just wanted to add that the Biomatic line is a very highly available supplement that and they taste good, and that's really important, because if they taste good and they're biologically available, people will get results and they're more likely to continually take them. And especially in this busy, stressful life where we don't quite get a balanced diet, and this is just the kind of thing that we really need. And you deserve to take care of yourself. When you consider the risk factors that almost 50% of us will die of a heart attack or heart disease or some kind of thing sometime in our life, if you should do whatever you can to try to minimize that risk, and certainly getting the right nutrition and exercising is a very important part to a very healthy and fulfilling life.
Okay, that's a good stopping point for the call tonight. I want to thank Dr. Sheffer and Dr. Fiquette for joining me on the call. I want to thank each of you on the line for taking time out of your busy schedules to listen to this call tonight. Just make a couple of quick announcements. If you want to hear more, then National Convention in Myrtle Beach in May is the place to be. May 19th, you'll want to get your ticket for that. You'll meet all the health professional council, meet all the people that are the wonderful people that are involved in biomedics. It is an event that you really don't want to miss. I will also mention that on Thursday nights and Sunday nights, Biomedics has a national call. On Thursday night, it's an opportunity call and a chance to hear people talk about the wonderful results that they've had with these products all across the country. Sunday night is a training call for those who are interested in making a little extra money or a lot of extra money. Some of the top distributors in our company host that call on Sunday night. I will last mention that this month, Biomedics is running an incredible special where you can get these products at a deeper discount level. And to do that, you just generate a small amount of volume in one calendar month, and you'll be at a 40% discount level the rest of your life. Next HPC call will be in about 6 weeks. I think that puts us about early April. Again, I want to thank everybody for joining us on the call tonight, and with that, I'll call it a night. Thank you very much.
Can you answer a question, please?
Very quickly.
Yes. The Daily Harmony, what is that for?
It's a stress reducer.
It's a stress reducer.
Yeah, it's a product that's designed to help you manage stress. Very quickly, the studies with that particular product, basically people continue to perform at high levels even when they're under a lot of stress.
Okay, and the ProFit, I can take that even though I'm not, I don't exercise. The ProFit will help lower the cholesterol and all.
The ProFit has helped a lot of people, yes.
Okay.
In that regard.
And I have one comment to make. I broke my wrist last week, and the doctor thought they were going to have to put a pin in it.
Uh-huh.
And I went yesterday, and he said it's healing very well, and I take all the products.
Oh, great.
So I really believe that had a lot to do with it.
Yes. Thank you for sharing that.
Thank you.
Okay. With that, we're going to close it out, and everybody take care. Bye-bye.